In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have called us to a glorious time. I will pray, Lord, none of us will miss our chance in Jesus' name. We're part of this army of God moving on to glory land. And we pray nothing will cancel our place in your kingdom. We're asking the Lord as we come to this final message, the spirit of the conqueror, you grant to everyone in Jesus' name. As we go out of the retreat today, power, resurrection power, renewed power, regenerating power, reviving power will follow us in Jesus' name. Speak your word to our hearts right now. Inject us with your power. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God has blessed you already. You can sit down. I'm coming to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans 8, verse 37. It says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all the things in your life, all the challenges of your life, you'll be more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 12, I read from verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, reading from verse 11. And they overcame him, and they overcame him, and they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death. Our victory has come. Through Christ's indwelling resurrection power, you will win in every battle. You will have victory every area of your life in Jesus' name. You'll have victory over sin. I can't hear your amen. Victory over self, victory over Satan. Those threefold uniting together the enemies of your soul, sin, self, and Satan, you have the victory. Over corruption, over compromise, over carnality, you are going to have victory. Over the fear of man, over falsehood, over fraudulence, you will have victory in Jesus' name. You're going to have victory over worldliness, over weakness, over wickedness of men around you. You're victorious in Jesus' name. The works of the flesh will not conquer you. The world of filthiness will not conquer you. And the way of falsehood will not conquer you. In all that you go through, you will be more than a conqueror. That's why we're looking at the message, winning through his resurrection power. Winning through his resurrection power. Every crossroad, you will win. Every turn of the way, you will win. Every challenge of your life, you will win. And whatever the enemy might trace up like a hurdle, no matter how high it is, you will jump over it. You will make progress and you will move on in Jesus' name. How will that victory, how will that power, how will this resurrection power go along with you, go along with your family, go along with the church all the way through? Three things we're looking at. Number one, counting earthly gain as loss to win Christ. Counting earthly gain as loss to win Christ. Number two, contending earnestly by grace and love to win our companions. Contending earnestly by grace and love to win our companions. Number three, conquering entrenched wickedness, godlessness in the land. Conquering entrenched godlessness in the land to win the crown. You will wear a crown. You will win the crown. And all the reward God has for you in eternity, you will not miss any of them in Jesus' name. Victory, winning, success, conquering. How will that happen? Number one, counting earthly gain as loss to win Christ. In Philippians chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 7. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Think about your life now and think about the gains, temporary gain of sin, temporary gain in the world, temporary gain as you have been living like other people. But Paul the Apostle said, what things were gain to me in the Jewish religion? What things were gain to me in the Jewish tradition? What things were gain to me among the authorities of the Sanhedrin? Now I counted that for loss because of Christ. It says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss. That means all the things I would have gained if I remained in the world, all the things I would have gained if I remained in partnership with the people who did not know God, I count all those things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. It was a man that used to have respect from people of the world, but because all that respect of the world conflicted with his calling into the gospel, into the kingdom, he said, I suffered loss of all things, and do count them a dung, that I may win Christ. Anything that contradicts your relationship with Christ, you lose them, you give them up, because you want to retain Christ and you want to hold on to Christ all the days of your life. Whatever you lose, the Lord will repay you 100-fold, 1,000-fold, 1,000,000-fold in Jesus' name. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm reading from verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He counted that gain as loss. If he had remained as Pharaoh's daughter, he would have been an emperor, a king over Egypt. But he said, no, not just Egypt. He left that, and the Lord has given him now a name in heaven. The Lord has given him now a name in the Bible. And you remember, he appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Elijah, with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he counted the things that were being gained. He counted that as loss, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. All the treasures of Egypt he could have gained, he could have held on to, He counted them for loss. And the Lord is challenging you today. He's putting a Paul and putting Moses before you and before me. And he's saying, look at what they gave up. What are you giving up so that you will win Christ? It goes on to say, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. The Lord will make you wise. Anything that will take the glory of Christ, the grace of Christ, the power of Christ, and your connection with Christ, anything that will take that away from you, you will count the gain as gain, as loss, to retain your place and your position in Christ, in Jesus' name. Look at Ruth chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 10. Ruth chapter 1, verse 10. And he said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Will you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieved me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. In verse 14, and they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and went back, but Ruth clave unto her. Ruth clave unto her. She was making a decision, and she was taking a firm stand. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what I'm going to get, but I am going to stay. And eventually, if you know the story of Ruth, she became married. Not only that, she became one of the great, great ancestresses of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at it in verse 15 now. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Are you there? Whither thou goest, I will go. This is the place the Lord has brought you. And through the grace, and through the strength, and through the power of God, coming out of this place and reaching your life, this is the place through which you will go to heaven. This is the place through which your family will go to heaven. It says, whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, there will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. We're going together. We're staying together. We're believing together. Nothing will drive you back in Jesus' name. Number one, counting earthly gain as loss to win Christ. Number two, contending earnestly by grace and love to win companions. You have companions? your friends, and the Lord wants you to think about them. Now you are saved. Now you are born again. Now you are a child of God. How about your husband? How about your wife? How about your children? How about your parents? How about your friends? How about your co-workers? How about people around you? He wants you to stand for the faith and to stand by the faith, earnestly contending, earnestly presenting the word of God, passionately conveying the truth of grace and the truth of love unto the people around you. You will win your companions in Jesus' name. Look at Jude, verse 3. It says, beloved, you are beloved now. I said, you are beloved now. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend earnestly, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The contention here does not mean that you are fighting. The contention here does not mean that you are arguing with anybody. You are living the life of Christ, the life of the Christian that conquers their opposition. You are living the life of a real child of God that conquers every argument. You may not have the intelligence to argue with all those people who have studied this and studied that, but your life alone will bring conviction upon them. And because you are doing that purposefully, you are doing that passionately, you are doing that personally, you are earnestly every day by your life conquering the opposition that may come. What's going to be the result? The first thing, your companion, your husband, or your wife will be converted. This salvation is for you and for your whole house. And your house will not be left out of this salvation in Jesus' name. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives. It says, if there's anyone having an unbelieving husband, you go out, you go back home, and the life you live, and the words you speak, and the respect you show, and the submission you show to him will conquer his opposition of the gospel. And you are contending for the faith that way. You are contending quietly. You are contending with meekness. You are contending with love. And your life will conquer everything they might have had against you in the past. And one day they will say, I want to go with you to that church. And when they come, the Lord will win them over in Jesus' name. It means that you are going to go back and live without compromise. In Daniel chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 8. Daniel chapter 1, and we're reading from verse 8. You'll see how Daniel earnestly contended for this grace and with this love. And he won the hearts of the companions, the people that were near him. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. When you go out and you take his stand, when you go out and say, I will not compromise, when you go out and you say, everything I've heard, everything I've learned, I'm going to live by them. And the grace of God is evident in your life. It says, I'm not going to defile myself with the portion of the king's meat, anything sacrificed to idol, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Read this whole story. He won people to the side of the Lord, even to the point of influencing the life of Nebuchadnezzar. We're coming to chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 15. Daniel chapter 3, you contend earnestly, and you are contending by grace, and you are contending by love to win the people around you. Some of them are high, some of them are low. Some of them are very close. Some of them might be watching you at a distance, but you'll win them over. I said you'll win them over, but it's going to take earnestly contending for that faith, for that belief, and for that conviction. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. Now, if ye be ready, at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? That's battle. That means that Nebuchadnezzar himself set the battle line. And he said, you must worship my idol. But you remember how you are going to conquer them, how you are going to convince them, how you are going to change their mind. It is by earnestly contending, not fighting, not arguing, but just taking your stand, and you are firm, and you are standing solid as the rock of Gibraltar, as they say, and you stand your ground, I will not sin. Somebody there, I will not sin. I will not worship idol. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able. Our God whom we serve is able. Is your God able? That resurrection power in your soul, in your spirit now, is that able? Christ, the Savior, the Conqueror, the one that overcame, is he able to support you? He will, and God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. He will deliver you. He will deliver you. You know the story already. They took their stand, earnestly contending for the faith, once delivered unto the saints. He threw them into the fire, but it will not burn. You go through fire, you will not be burnt. Go through waters, you will not be drowned. And then, verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They won him over. You will win your enemies over. Those who are contending with the gospel, scoffers and scorners, you will win them over in Jesus' name. He was asking, that's Nebuchadnezzar, who is that God that will deliver you out of my hand? Now he said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Trusted in him. They won't worship my idol. Trusted in him. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any other god except their own God. Therefore, the man is won over. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, language, which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. The man has been won over. Your enemies will be won over. Your companions will be won over. Your co-workers will be won over in Jesus' name. Since they'll be cut in pieces and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God. The person was saying, who is that God? He now confessed, there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. He will promote you. He will lift you up. But it is not by compromising. It is by standing your ground. Honestly contending by grace and by love. As we go into a society, we see the society is entrenched in corruption and in godlessness. But by the grace of God, as we go back to our offices and the marketplace and our villages and everywhere we go, we're going to take a stand that we're going to win our people. We're going to win the crown at last in Jesus' name. Let somebody say amen. Amen. Conquering entrenched godlessness in the land to win the crown. Conquering entrenched godlessness in the land to win the crown. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 24. Do ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that he may obtain, so run that he may win. I will win. I will overcome. I will conquer. Look at verse 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things, self-denying in all things. Now he do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. It's not fighting people. It's fighting whatever might come in his own life, in his own heart, that will slow him down, that will stop him. And anything that will slow you down, anything coming from within you, coming from around you, that will stop you, you will fight, you will win. But I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. No, you will not be a cast away. The Lord will give you the victory. But how? Look at verse 21 of Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In society, you'll see corruption. Be not overcome of corruption, but overcome corruption with righteousness. You will see fraud. You will see cheating. You will see violence. You will see every form of evil. You will not be overcome in Jesus' name. All those who are doing evil, they are engineered, they are empowered by Satan. If that evil and corruption in society, if it conquers you, it's not just the corruption, it's the father of corruption, it's the father of lies, it's Satan, the god of the world, that has conquered you. Satan will not conquer me. Satan will not conquer you. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcomer you are. Any overcomer there, you'll overcome in Jesus' name. In 1 John chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, reading from verse 4. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God a little child, a young person, an adult, a married man, a married woman, somebody who is working in the most corrupt place in the land, if you are born of God, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I see overcomers there. I see conquerors there. You'll conquer in Jesus' name. Verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. They'll try to push it to you. Sign this, he sinneth not. They'll try to present to you. They go and bring a lady, beautiful outside but ugly inside. He'll bring that lady to you, marry this one. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. You will not sin. They'll say, give bribe and do this and do this. That the godlessness in the land. But whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one, tell me out aloud, they will not touch you. And now in Revelation chapter 21, I'm reading from verse 7. Revelation chapter 21, reading from verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. All those blessings are waiting for you. All those benedictions are waiting for you. And the reward of the conqueror is waiting for you. And he that overcometh in the present tense, continual, is happening every time it comes this way, you overcome. It comes another way, you overcome. It comes from people who are near, you overcome. It comes from people who are far away, and you overcome. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. He that overcometh, I step into the circle, into the company of overcomers. I stand side by side with the saints of old that were overcomers. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame by relying on the Lord. They overcame by identifying with the Lord. They overcame by believing in their heart. With God, all things are possible. And if thou believest, all things are possible for you. And I stand by those people, those who have gone before us like Enoch, those who have gone before us like Moses, those who have gone before us like Joshua, those who have gone before us like Elijah, those who have gone before us like Elisha, those who have gone before us like Samuel, those who have gone before us like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those who have gone before us like Peter, like Paul, like John, they stood firm to the very end. They did not fall. I stand by their side. I will not fall. I stand by their side. I will not fall. Where are you? Where are you? Stand up and say, I'm standing in the same place that all those worthies of old, all those saints of old, where they stood. I am standing there. I will not fall. That's how you are going to win the crown. You will win the crown in Jesus' name. Whatever temptation, whatever trial, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge comes your way, as you are going out, you are going with resurrection power. You count earthly gain as loss. You contend earnestly by grace and love. And you conquer entrenched wickedness and godlessness in the land. You will win the crown. From today, you are more than a conqueror.